anything.
You
can see his name.
Come on up, kids. There's still room up front. I won't bite hard. Real quick, one thing to add about the youth meeting on Saturday night. Does anybody remember what two things you need to bring? Right. Make sure you have a Bible, and make sure you have a friend. And we're going to be looking forward to God coming down and meeting us that
way.
All right, kids, how many of you have ever wanted to build your own house? Even if you're just building your house out of sticks or Legos or cards, what should your foundation, what should you build it upon?
I would make my house out of bricks.
Bricks? Ooh, that's a good one. All right, what do you think it should be built on top of, though? What?
A roof?
Oh, yeah, we definitely want a roof. Today you want that roof covering you up. What do you think?
On top of a big rock.
On top of a big rock. Are you reading my notes? You are, aren't you? No. Oh, oops. Look at that. It's up there. I want to show you two houses real quick.
That's the ear right there.
Okay. What is this house sitting on top of?
Sand.
Sand. Did that work out well?
No.
Nah, it sure doesn't look like it worked out good at all, did it? All right, what about this one? This one's my favorite. I want to live in this house.
Yeah.
Check that out.
That's awesome.
And what's that house built on? You can tell. It's built on rock. Okay, who likes the beach? Who's ever stood on the beach, and as the waves come up, without you moving, you slowly sink? Right, that sand that washes right out from underneath your feet, whether you want it to or not. But how many of you like to go over to our river and play? Stream, that's not a real stream. Right? If you stand on a rock in the middle of that river, even though that water is flowing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, will that rock move? And so you will have sure footing, right? You won't move either. You'll be able to stand there. Until you get hungry or thirsty or got to go to the bathroom or something. But that rock is going to stay there. It'll be a firm foundation for you to stand on. But Jesus talks about this. He talks about building houses. And we're just going to read the first verse of this passage here. So let's read Matthew 7:24. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And way back a long time ago when Miss Renee and I were kids, we actually sang a song in Sunday school about this. Obviously a lot longer ago for me than for her. And it would talk about how as the rains fell down, the floods are going to come up. And the motions were that you would build your house upon a firm rock. And you do a strong motion. And it talked about how as the floods came up, that house stood firm. It did not move. And in the next verse, Jesus talks about how a house built on sand is just not going to last. And so when we would sing that in the song, the motions were still the same as far as building a house. And then the end would be, but the house went splat. Kind of like that first picture. Now, do you guys want to be known as a foolish person? Anybody? Even though sometimes maybe, well, I'm probably the only one, I act foolish sometimes and get in trouble. But I don't want to be known as a foolish person. Okay, let's try this one. Who wants to be known as a wise person? Right? Every hand in here should go up, right? Because we all want to be wise. And God says, Jesus says that if you want to be known, if you want to be a wise person, you will build your house upon a rock. And at this point, he's not talking about a real house, but he's talking about your life. And that your life should be built upon the rock. What's the rock? Who's the rock? And we're not talking about WWE wrestling. Who's the rock?
Jesus,
right? You want your... Probably you shouldn't. We'll just put one foot, right? Okay? So you want to be on a firm foundation, that rock, Jesus Christ, and know His Word through and through. And the reason for that is because we are not promised a perfect life when we come to Jesus. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that the thief comes to steal, destroy. He wants to, Satan wants to ruin your life. And he'll do that because he wants you to turn away from God. And I'm 49 years old. And to tell you what, I've lived my life for Jesus my whole life. I've followed him. But I've had a good bit of sorrow in my life. Miss Renee and I have had 3 children that we never got to hold. And most of you know about our story where we lost our house and everything we owned in a tornado. And even though at times I might have had a few moments of doubt, God, why is this happening to me? Or I feel anxious or upset. I knew that God was still right there walking beside me. And one of the ways I best knew that was there was always family from our church that was holding our hands, praying with us, crying with us. And Jesus said at one time, He said that He has come and we have life and have it more abundantly. And that happens because as we follow Jesus Christ, as we decide to set our hearts where we will follow Him. We are no longer standing on a foundation that's going to move like the sand at the beach. But we are standing firm knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord and He is right there beside you and He will not let you. A quick cool note, that house that was built in the middle of that water on that rock has been there for over 100 years. And even though there's nothing there to protect it, when the storms, the real storms and hurricanes have actually hit that house, and it still stands. Because it has a firm foundation to build on. Now, I'm not as old as that house. I'm only about halfway there. But I have a firm foundation, and that is what I'm asking God to give you guys, that you will choose to follow Him. And so I don't care how young you are,
どんなに若くても
or how old you are.
どんなに年を取っていても
Jesus, when you decide to follow him, will be your foundation, it will be your rock, and it will be the
key.
And I love how Miss Rachel led us in her last song that talked about the goodness and the faithfulness of God. So we're going to pray, and I'm going to pray like usual that Jesus will speak to your hearts, even though you're just a child.
And
that even as a young child, people will see that you have a firm foundation in Jesus Christ because you have a joy that doesn't end. And even in the midst of hard times, you'll have a peace that just lasts forever because God is there. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that even though you don't promise that we will have a perfect life, you do promise that you will never leave us or you will never forsake us. So God, my heart's desire is that these young children will see that in you. Lord, help us to model what a life of living for Jesus looks like. Help us to show these children what a life living is, the word of Jesus Christ is our foundation. And God, I just ask that you would draw these children unto you. That they will follow you with their whole life. And that they will build their lives upon the rock of Jesus Christ. Love you, Lord. Amen.
We really want to honor your time. I have a lot that I want to share, but just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father God, I just pray We invite you here. We invite your word to speak to us, God. We just ask that you would use this brief time to change us, to fill us, to make us more like you, to make us shine for you, God, to bring beauty from ashes, bring more beauty into this place from all of our ashes. And we believe it. We believe in your Holy Spirit power. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just to catch you up, if you weren't here last week, who remembers what last week's message title was? Anybody?
Will
you be broken for Christ? And Renee, I'm going to have to really pay attention with you. Are you okay with it? Okay. So, could you change to the next slide? But we talked about clay pots. And the passage that we read was in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, talking about clay pots, just normal, everyday, not so beautiful clay pots. Clay pots don't call attention to themselves. Rather, they call attention to the treasure that's inside of them. They call attention to the light that's shining through their cracks. And to just sum up, if we are going to shine for God, then we can't be insecure. But at the same time, we have to be humble. We have to know without a doubt that we are truly God's kids. Could you just turn to the person next to you and say, you are God's daughter, you are God's son? We need to experience the love of God. Because when we experience God's love, we no longer have to prove ourselves. We don't need to draw attention to ourselves and say, hey, hey, look at me, look at me, I'm so cool, look at me. We are no longer living to be seen, but we're living for Christ to be seen. We're no longer living to be heard, but we're living so Christ can be heard. We're no longer living to be known, but we're living so Christ can be heard. Alone will be known. And when we truly live like that, we are free. We are free when we no longer have to pretend we're perfect. Christ is the only one who can give us that freedom. And when we live for Christ, His light truly shines through us. So last week we saw how when we allow this to happen, when we allow God to heal our broken heart, His light will shine and it will shine through us. When God takes our broken hearts and He heals them and puts them back together, it becomes something truly beautiful. But I want to ask you, for what?
でもですね、皆さんに質問したら、それ何のためですかということです。
Are our hearts healed so that we can be beautiful? So again, so we can call attention to ourselves?
私たちが美しくなるのは、それは自分のことをみんなに注目してもらうためですか？私って言うためでしょうか？
Over here, look, over here.
私見て、そのためでしょうか？
Don't I look nice to you?
今日、格好どう？美しいでしょ？ねえ、何かそういうふうに私たちはついつい自分に注目を集めたくなりますけれども。
Heal our hearts only so that we'll feel better.
私たちが心を癒されるのはそれは自分の気持ちが良くなるためだけでしょうか。
Because you will feel better when God heals your heart. Amen.
神様は私たちを癒してくださるときに気持ちは良くなります。Amen. でも、
Does He heal our hearts so that our hearts will be full of joy and peace?
私たちの心が癒されたときに喜びで希望で満たされます。
Because when God heals your heart will be filled with joy and peace. Amen.
私の心が癒されたときに、本当に私の心は喜びと平安で満ちるんです。アメンですね。
The result.
それは結果であって、
But His purposes go further than that.
神様の目的はもう違うんです。その上があるんです。
God's purposes are more than me.
私たちの想像を超えたもっと大きな目的を神様は持っていらっしゃいます。
God's purposes in healing our hearts is more than me and you.
私たちのような限られたものでもっと大きな目的を神様は持っていらっしゃいます。
The Bible tells us we're blessed to be a blessing.
聖書は言うんですね。私たちが祝福されるのは他の人の祝福になるためであると。
Often that's interpreted as a question of money or something like that, but it's not really to do with money. It has to do with the grace of God.
時々それをですね、私たちはお金についてそのように思って言いますけど、それだそうじゃない。神様の恵みがそうなんです。
And these last few weeks, I really felt God calling me back to His purposes.
この数週間、神様は私にですね、神様の目的は何かということに示してくださっているように思っています。
And so I've really been focusing on Jesus.
ですから、そのために私たちは本当に私はイエス様に集中することをしてきました。
Because that's what the Bible tells us to do.
聖書はそのように言ってですね、イエス様に集中しなさいと。
It says to consider Jesus.
いつもイエス様のことを思っていなさい。
I want to think about how Jesus lived.
そして、イエス様はどのように生きたかということに私たちは考えたいんですけれども。
Okay, we're gonna skip a few slides.
少し、
go to the next one, and the next one, and then one more. Okay. I'd like to read this passage about Jesus. It's kind of a summary of his life.
人生のこれは要約のようなものですけど、それを皆さんともに今日読みたいと思います。
And I'd like to really focus on it and read it together with all of you.
読みましょうね。
If you feel like reading with me and reading with Mom, please feel free. If you'd rather just listen, that's fine too. John 1:14-18. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Because from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace.The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made Him known.
今まで読みします。ヨハネの一章という節。言葉は肉となって私たちの間に宿られた。私たちはその栄光を見た。それは父の独り子としての栄光であって、恵みと真実を満ちていた。私たちは皆、この方の満ち溢れる豊かさの中から、恵みの上にさらに恵みを受けたからです。律法はモーセを通して与えられたが、恵みと真理はイエス・キリストを通して現れたからです。生まれかって神を見た者はいない。父の懐にいる独り子である神、この方が神を示されたのである。
So what does it say here when people saw Jesus?
何でしょう。ここでイエス様を見たときに人々は何を見たんですか。
What did they see?
イエス様の中で見たものは、これは
They saw His glory.
神様の栄光を見たんですね。
What does that mean?
どうでしょう。どういう意味？神様の栄光を見たって何ですか。
Glory means His splendid, remarkable presence, the presence of God.
言葉にない大きな大きな臨在をイエス様の中に人々は見たんですね。
And then, if you recall the verses, it describes what this glory is even more.
そしてそれはどんな栄光かということを
示しています。And it describes this presence is full of grace and truth.
真理と恵みが十分いっぱい溢れ出るものだとあります。
If it's full of grace and truth, then we better know what these words grace and truth mean.
真理で満ちてるっていうことを言ったら、じゃあ私たちは考えなくちゃいけませんね。なんでしょう、真理、恵みってある。
Grace is acts of kindness and of love.
恵みというのは神様に、それ私たちに与えられる親切であったり、愛であったりします。
And truth is not just what's true, it's not just fact.
本物。事実ではなくてそれ以上のものですよ、真理というのは。
But rather, truth is a revelation of God.
神様の私たちに解き明かしてください。神様の啓示であるのが真理ですね。
And the verse that we read, the summary of Jesus' life, is that he was so full of God that he showed the invisible God to the people in his world.
彼の中に本当に神様が充満していて、この神様の素晴らしさ、恵みや真理を人々に見えるようになったということは今日のこの中に書いてありましたね。
People saw the invisible God through
普段見えない、目に見えることのできない神様を人々はイエス様の人生の中に見ることができたんです。
Now Jesus is gone.
でももうイエス様は私たちが今目に見える状況ではありませんよね。
Jesus is no longer living on this earth.
イエス様はこの地上に今一緒に私たちと共に生きておられません。
He went to the Father.
父のところに帰られましたね。
And he gave us,
その代わりに、
all of us, if you are a Christian, every single one of us, the Holy Spirit shall live inside of us.
私たちの中に宿る聖霊様を一人一人に与えてくださいました。
And now,
そして今、
We.
私たちは
Me and you.
私もそう、皆さんそうですけれども、
have a responsibility.
それぞれ神様から与えた責任
があります。And what is that responsibility?
何でしょう、その責
任。 Well, it's the same thing that Jesus did. We need to show the world the invisible God.
イエス様とされた同じ責任です。人々が見えない神様をこの世に。
We need to be so full of grace and truth.That people see the invisible God when they look at us.
神様の憐れみと真理で満ち溢れているので、もうみんなが自然に見えちゃうんですね。神様と恵みと憐れみと真理がね。
The more we know God,
もっと私たちが神様を知れば知るほど、
the more we experience God's love for us.
の経験を体験、あ、愛を体験すればするほど、
the more we can not just come to church, but we can be.The church.
教会に行くだけです。私たち自身が神のされた教会としてくださるんですね。
The church
教会っていうのは
is the body of Christ.
神の体ということを意味しています。
And we need to stand up and be the church.
私たちは教会であるというふうに私たちは立って世に示さなくてはいけないんです。
We need to be so full of the Holy Spirit, full and full and full of the Holy Spirit, so people see God living through us.
そのことを見て人々は、あ、その人の中に神様が生きてるってことは分かるようになるんですね。
And Jesus actually gave us a litmus test.Okay, you have a piece of paper, a litmus, and you dunk it in a solution. And the color will change.
色が変わるんですね。酸性とかアルカリ性ですぐ分かるんですね。リトマス試験しています。
What was the litmus test?
もしもですね、私たちがリトマス試験を受けたらどうでしょうか。イエス様は私たちに何て言うんです
か。How will people know that we are his disciples?
だから他の人たちは私たちがイエス様の弟子っていうことをどうして知ることができるんでしょう。どういうものが示されるんでしょうね。
If we love one another.
一つは私たちがお互い愛しているかということです、ね。
That was Jesus's command.
それはイエス様の私たちの教えでもあります
し。Love one another.
お互いを愛し合いなさい。
And when our life is overflowing with Christ's love.
人生が心がですね、神様の愛で満たされ溢れてくるとですね、
then we will love one another.
自然にお互いを愛することができるんですよ。
So what does that look like?
でもどうでしょう、それ皆さんイメージできますか、愛が溢れているっていうこと。
Now, some of you who understand what I'm about to say are going to be a bit shocked.
これね、ちょっと見てね、これありえないっていう人いるかもしれない。
So how many of you understand what is sosogi koboshi?
注ぎこぼしっていう日本特有の。
Now the people who know are like, wait, she can't be talking about that.
注ぎこぼし知らないよね。普通知ってますか
？Who knows what is the 注ぎこぼし ？Maybe you don't know a name, so we're going to turn to the next slide.
これが注ぎこぼしなんです。ああ、注ぎこぼしですね。
I need a volunteer.
ボランティアよ。
Renee, you're really busy today, but you also told me that you were very calm, so I would like you to come and volunteer. That's not volunteer, that was told. You know, I have to look at it.
Am I cool? Okay.
You don't know what.Everyone can see, right? So this is sosogi koboshi.
これが注ぎこぼしというんですね。
Now you have to stay there. You can't move, right? Okay, Renee. If
you want me to move,
yeah, you take a little sip. What is this about?
何でしょう。これ何言いたいんだろうね。
It's really an image that a metaphor that I feel like God was giving to me of how we just need to be overflowing, and you know, people will receive the love of God because it will just naturally flow out of us.
私たちの中に神様が溢れ出てると人々がそれを追うことができるんですよね。
But the truth is,
でもですね、本当のこと言うと、
注ぎこぼし is just a show.
で、これやってるのはですね、こう見せかけだったりすることもあるんです。
It's just a lot